Every weekend, the New York Times unveils a new installment of Video Vows, an online version of the paper's wedding announcements. Commentator Andy Raskin says the 5-minute clips are addictive and can test a budding relationship.
I was almost asleep when Erica called. "Let's go to Nantucket," she said. We lived in California, so Nantucket seemed an unusual choice for an impromptu getaway. And that's what tipped me off. "Which one were you watching?" I asked. "Rona and David," she admitted. "Rona and David. Yep. This was trouble. Erica and I met on Halloween. I was a Pez dispenser, and she was a sexy black cat. One night after we started dating, she asked, "How come you don't call me so much?" "I call you every day," I said. "Well," she told me, "John calls Kristen every 2 hours. I didn't know John or Kristen. These friends of yours?" "No, no," she said. "Video vows." Erica typed NewYorkTimes.com on her laptop, and in an online video titled "Kristen and John," we watched the couple recount their courtship. John asked Kristen for her number on an Amtrak train, and 2 hours later, he called. Then the video cut to Kristen saying, "He's pretty much called me every 2 hours since." "See," Erica said, "every 2 hours." I pointed out that Kristen had said, "pretty much every 2 hours." "Whatever," Erica said. "I'm just saying it's nice to get a call. It shows interest." The Times wedding announcements used to be called sports pages for women, based on a sexist stereotype about marriage as victory. But if the print edition listed scores, these videos were like highlight reels, complete with color commentary by the victors. In Lisa and Sam, Lisa described the man she first met as not used to having to give or share. But after she broke off their first engagement, Sam eventually became, as he put it, on a first-name basis with the florist. Amanda got a ring from Duncan only after setting a deadline. Jay wasn't her type, but Alina gave him her number anyway. As she recalled in her video, I said, "He's trying hard. I'm going to throw him a bone." Like Erica, I became totally addicted to video vows. Here were men who had what I wanted so badly, 100% certainty. Sure, these guys were being videotaped right before their weddings, but they seemed so into it. As a guy named Joseph said, "All the things I did to make Jordan happy pale in comparison to how happy she makes me." So I called Erica Moore. We held hands at movies, just like Sean and Kathy. I took her salsa dancing as Emil had taken Jessica. We bowled, a la Jillian and Fu. But then, Erica called about Nantucket. We went to Mendocino instead. Still, Rona and David were a tough act to follow. As David drove through New England, Rona recalled thinking, "I've never had such a great navigator." The whole time we kept saying, "We're such a great team. We're such a great team." David even wrote a song. "In another language, her first name means happiness. The kind of bliss most men will never find." Erica and I got stuck in traffic and argued about whether our B&B was too expensive. The next morning, I picked sea urchins from the rocky coastline while she stared out over the Pacific. I offered her some gooey orange urchin meat, but she said no thanks. For a while, I blamed the Times for how things ended, for presenting an impossible, edited ideal. But maybe video vows simply showed us that we weren't the people we saw on the screen.
Andy Raskin is a writer who lives in California.